Hey everyone in the big wide world out there. This has been our Micro Solidarity Network call from 6th of April, and we just had what I hear has been quite a nourishing session. Different people went in different breakout rooms. We had a sort of network support crew breakout room, which I'd love to hear from, like what came up there around ideas of evolving our network. And we also had two groups who were looking more personally about what kind of challenges have been coming up in our work and how have we, what have we learnt through incorporating Micro Solidarity into our practices, into our work lives or personal lives. So yeah, just invite anyone, whoever would like to start and represent their group and share what would you report back that we've learned?
Yeah, I can start from the network support group. So first we talked about, feels like there's some energy, or some people were reporting, feels like there's some energy coming up in the Micro Solidarity Network calls and in the community in general. And if there's something we want to do to activate or contain or point that energy in a direction and cultivate it. And I feel like the collective conclusion we got to there was something like, we'll let this take its own time. We'll see where it goes and follow it where it goes and try to support it, but not really try to activate it too synthetically. And then Sarah, and do I pronounce your name Iwan?
Iwan.
Iwan, thank you. Sarah and Iwan are hosting one of the Micro Solidarity summer camps. And Sarah was asking about this sort of fear or concern, just like, what if someone's a jerk and like, what are we gonna do about that? And so then we discussed that for like almost an hour, and everyone just sort of went around and shared stories and their own experiences of how to deal with that, which came to something like, a lot of this will be supported by people having their own pods or crews that they'll return to. And we also had the idea of like integrating physical objects in the land or the space around us into those crews to like stabilize and ground people. But basically, how can we have everyone feel seen and heard so that they don't have to act out as much? Or if they are acting out, how are we gonna handle that? So one part of that being these crews that will meet regularly. And another part of that being like, can you pull people aside and have one-on-one conversations with them? And also, does the leadership have their own crew and support network so that they feel able to do that in a way that's sustainable and isn't too draining? And I think those are the main things I got out of it. If anyone else wants to add, go for it.
Thanks, Harry. Was there anything else? Yep. Cool. I guess that was a well-rounded summary. Yeah, thanks so much, Harry. That sounds like a super rich conversation. And are there any requests or coming out from that group around summer camp organization or setup? Or was that already?
I can say just very briefly, anyone that's watching or in the call that's interested in summer camp, we're doing one in the States and one in Europe. It's going to be in the middle of July this year. If you want to know more, go to microsolidarity.substack.com and you'll see there's a place to register your interest. And pretty soon we'll switch from a registration of interest to like an actual ticket, like confirmation. That'll come in the next month or so probably. But please join us if you're interested in this kind of community organizing.
Totally. Thanks, Rich. Cool. How about the other two groups? And anyone want to represent? So you don't have to cover absolutely everything, but... what were some themes and threads? As I can share a little bit from the second group that I was part of, I just found it really meaningful to hear what incorporating Micro Solidarity supported in our lives, and particularly this sense of having a dyad or a crew that's like steady, gives something of an anchor, particularly having that steady rhythm that's somehow quite like on a nervous system level, this is my own words, like nervous system level, like regulates something in my life when there's a lot of complexity and change. Just like having that person that you know is going to be there, like whatever, riding through the storm, they're going to be there. You can express and work through what comes up in you, and also looking at like hearing around what happens when we scale up or scale down, like the different possibilities that come up when we increase the group size or decrease it. That was interesting to hear as well. Yeah. Anyone else want to share what touched them, what you learned about yourself or others?
Just as a count, can y'all hear me?
Is that Tyler? It's very quiet.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Awesome. I turned my volume down sometimes. It's a little clangy. Something is like kind of a counter to what you were just saying. We did talk in the last group about random groups as opposed to intentional ones and the trade-offs, I guess, between those things. So it's funny to hear that the conversation went both ways across that. I think there's value in both. But I do think that the grounding stability, especially in times of change, is really valuable. So really, really glad to hear that conversation is happening too.
Awesome. Thanks, Tyler. I like that too. Like both angles can hold truth. Yeah. Anyone else? Or are we complete?
Can I say something, Jocelyn?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead, Diana.
I don't know if who's going to see it, but I just want to invite people to, you know, share the challenges they're going through in their congregations on Discord. I found it incredibly nice to hear from the group, from Ariane and Sarah, what they're going through. And I try to share also because I think there's only a few people in each congregation that have that are maybe within this network. And it sometimes feels very lonely to have my job, and you guys make it feel less lonely. So it's like a little bit of an open invitation to whoever is doing some work to maybe dare to write your challenges on Discord. And I'm really happy to read them and comment if I have any advice or support or, yeah, just like even a heart to give, you know, because it's important. It's nourishing.
Yeah, I want to second that. I feel like I can go on the Discord Microsolidarity and say stuff that, and I'm not worried about the other people who are involved in my projects. They're going to be there and read them, and I can be pretty open and direct about the frustrations, especially sharing the negative stuff feels good in there. And then Diane is always reading my stuff and replying, and that feels really good and supportive. Yeah. Even just to vent, you know, even if there's no, nothing necessarily, there's no solutions usually to most of these things, but it's nice to be able to, like, say, like, oh, I'm really lost, or I really screwed up on this one, or I have no idea what to do, you know, yeah.
Totally. I love that. Yeah, that's what we're really here for, actually, or especially these calls. And if you're listening to this and you're also thinking, damn, I would really like to have a place to share some of my challenges and be with others who are like trying out this idea of community building or a new way of working together that carries a lot more sense of belonging and trust and care, then do join us next week. Or yeah, check out the Discord channel. I'm thinking, Diana, like, gives me the idea to even when I post the little message to say we had this call, that I will maybe invite people to share who are reading like what their challenges have been at the moment or recently, and see if we can get some, yeah, if that's alive. Nice. Anything else before we round off, guys? Or we get
just maybe, like, for me, it took a little bit of courage to ask to have my own channel in there. So maybe if you could tell people they can have their own channel in the project, that it's not a big deal. And yeah.
Anyone who wants a channel? You have a channel, let me know, or see that there's other admins in there that we can create channels for you. So basically, if you're in a what we call a congregation, a community, at any stage of development, you're welcome to have a channel and just tell us about what you're doing, what you're up against. And someone will come in and have something to say about it. It's not like you have to reach some standard of maturity or quality or something. Like, yeah, we'll be stoked to have you.
Yeah. All right. That's it for today then, I think. I'm just going to leave it here. And thank you all for joining. Let me see how I can end the recording. There we go.